Hi, I'm Sam.
Hello, I'm Hayley.
I'm Nick.
And I'm Heather.
And together, I guess we are the Jezebels.
So as I mentioned, I don't want history, but I love revisionist history because bios are written really, really well. And yours is impeccable. I don't know who wrote it, but it's really kind of, it's poetic, the new bio.
Once on stage, there was an accident and my pleather outfit was melted to me and now I am a pleather woman.
Once I dropped 3 drumsticks in one set, and that's not a lie, that's just true, which is disappointing.
I heard an interesting quote from the girl singer, and she said that one of the interesting things is that nobody really knows that she's singing like a guy and pretending to be Roy Orbison. So tell me about that, because it's hard to be you and look like a guy, obviously. What is in your head when you're thinking about singing like a girl and singing like Roy Orbison? What does that exactly mean to you?
I think I meant that, and it was in answer to a question about like uniqueness of voice and something, because though we do get a lot of references, but we're not allowed to talk about our influences. We also get people saying, like, I don't know who you sing like. And I think that that is because I don't really try and sing like many female singers. I'm actually more trying to imitate men, particularly Roy Orbison, who sounds very different to me because of he's got a very physical difference in probably the shape of his throat and also his gender. So, and no one can sing like Roy Orbison. So.
We also know that this is a relatively smart band because you all kind of met in college, did you not? So did everybody A, finish college, and B, what were you studying? And how did it affect? No, I'm not going to do that last part.
I don't really care about how it affected the band.
We all finished, and I studied arts in English.
I could just repeat what Sam said. We all finished, and I studied arts in English. Though I found an interest in gender studies towards the end, and I wish I'd majored in that, but I didn't.
Uh-oh. I just did a science degree with mathematics as a minor.
So I actually, and it's kind of bizarre to say this to you because you've obviously done really well in Australia and other countries, but now you've kind of released Prisoner on your own, but you've just signed with Mom and Pop, right? So explain what that means, because you've kind of decided not to pursue a big label, and Mom and Pop's just a cool, hip, indie label that'll help you get at places, right? Is that...
Well, yeah, I think we wanted to be independent in Australia, but you can't be independent in America. It's too big. So we're not going to be here. Like, we can't be here all the time because we've got to Australia and Europe and stuff. So.
The way we built it up in Australia was we just toured a lot over 4.5 years. And I think we plan to do the same here, but have a label. So it's kind of, and they're an independent label as well, as you said. So it's kind of a similar route, I guess.
It's not like we think this is the big record for us, particularly in America. It's like we've hardly toured here. We're just using the digital release and the physical release as building up for like the long term.
Why do you say that you don't think this is the record for you in America? Do you think that you would have made a different record for America? I can't imagine you would.
I don't think it's the wrong record. I just mean it's not the big record. Like, we're not expecting a massive release. We're not expecting, like, for when it hits the stores for it to be, like, a big thing. It's just, like, yeah, and we don't expect a massive amount of attention for it because we're just a small Australian indie band who's hardly played here at all. But it'll be there for the few people that come up to us after shows and are really excited. And that's the main reason we've released it.
But the dynamic of the band and what I hear on the record is kind of interesting. Because, again, I heard Endless Summer first, right? Having heard past stuff. And I think Endless Summer is a hit. But the rest of the record really does tell me how varied this band is.
With our dynamic, it's just totally, I'd say it's like a collaboration more than anything. So it's just basically like ideas coming forward and we talk about it, then move forward with those ideas in mind.
Some vocals might come first, or anything can come first, really. But it tends to be that with the speed with which we're writing, I'm a pretty slow lyricist, so I take a long time. So I'll get a melody and I'll sing in gibberish over what's being written so that there's just kind of some kind of guide. but then the lyrics are pretty late.
It's really hard sometimes to think back and think about the time that a song started, because you were just sort of having a conversation with someone else in the band and then a song came or something. Yeah. It's not like someone started this thing and then, you know, I don't know. It's not as conscious as that.
Well, speaking of metal, you've stuck with the same producer for a long time. When you're working with him, how far along are your demos to when he suddenly gets involved in mixing this puppy? You want to take that one?
Yeah. With the most recent album, we demoed with him as well as recorded with him. So he's definitely there with us. He's been our musical confidant and our, you know, and encourager and facilitator since the very first EP all the way up through to the album. And we had finished tracking some songs before we finished writing other ones for the album. So it was all over the shop, really. But as far as working with him as a collaborator, He's amazing, and we just trust him. I mean, we sort of just started to work with him because he was a nice guy and he was our manager's friend for the first EP. And then we just kept wanting to work with him because it just worked out really well. I mean, we felt so comfortable with him.
So this afternoon I watched this widescreen spaghetti western on a farm. And I thought, this is gorgeous.
It was extremely fun to do. We got to ride horses. So.
We rode them, but there's no real footage of us riding them because we were really bad at it.
I would imagine.